When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We all live in different parts of Southern California. It's time once a week for us to go see what everyone is complaining about on the many message boards, be it Citizen, Nextdoor, Neighborhood app, Ring app. There's a lot of ways to keep taps on your neighbors, and we try to see exactly what is happening in our neck of the woods. It's time for us to meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors. That's what you gotta do. Say hello, shake a hand, share a smile, and make a friend. The neighbors, their dog just crapped in your yard.
That's right. Most complaints these days are about fireworks or gunshots, but there's other stuff happening as well. So what's happening in your neighborhood, Vanessa?
Well, I don't have one, but I can tell you what's happening in my neighborhood, and I can write it down and complain about it. And it has to do with fireworks.
Okay. So
she's very upset for the third night in a row.
I am upset about it. And this is if I were writing it on the neighborhood app. To the neighbor that decides to do fireworks at 9:30 p.m., sir, you're giving me a heart attack. That is not okay. Please wait until July 4th. Thank you. The doggies and me would really appreciate it. That's it.
The doggies and me, spoken like a true child.
You know, that's funny. They're actually doing something. I saw some services, I think free. Al, you love that. But I guess they're microchipping dogs this time of year.
And
cats, I think, for free because so many of them get scared when they hear the fireworks. They just run off and then they get lost.
Yeah.
So they're doing that as a service.
We should microchip Vanessa.
Vanessa needs to be microchipped so that if she gets scared and runs off, we could track her down.
Scurries away, hides under a couch.
Let's get one of those little bells around her neck so we could hear her coming.
I didn't realize, Vanessa, that it was so early in the evening that you were complaining.
Yeah, I thought it was
9:30 p.m.?
I thought it was like at midnight.
Yeah,
9:30 p.m. is late, guys.
That's like when it's dark enough to do a firework.
Yeah, that's as early as you could do a firework and see it.
Guys, I have to go to bed early.
We all go to bed early.
Otherwise, I get crinkled.
I wouldn't be upset at 9:30. That's only a child would be think that's a late time. That's crazy. I mean, it's once again more evidence into the folder.
I can't hear over my story.
Yeah, 9:30 fireworks. All right, well, there you have it. That's one complaint. Jake, what's happening in your neighborhood?
This is from Elizabeth. Breakups, boundaries, goodbyes, letters that convey your truth without compromising your peace. I ghostwrite the messages you've been hesitant to send. Whether it's a farewell, a request for assistance, or a topic that feels too overwhelming to address, I help you express your thoughts with clarity, calmness, and conviction. I have experience writing for professionals, artists, adult children, exes, and
adult
anyone
children.
Whose words seem to freeze when it matters most. The result? Letters that sound like you, but with greater clarity. All correspondence is confidential, prompt, and always in your voice. Pricing. $50 for short messages. $125 for layered or longer letters. Rush options are available. Based in LA, remote or in-person consultations are available.
Wow, so somebody will write breakup texts for you?
For $50.
$50 for a breakup text. That better be great. She's probably just using ChatGPT anyway.
Totally. And I do think we're going to see an uptick in this. People are going to use ChatGPT to hone in on a skill and then charge people for it.
You know what, though? I will say that it's interesting that this little side hustle this neighbor of Jake's has come up with. Because think about, like, if you have an apartment and they're going to try to raise the rent on you. And sometimes if you have the properly worded written letter, maybe you can convince them to not raise it or raise it only a little bit. I know that in the past, I've had places that have attempted to go like, you know, your rent's going to get jacked way up. And I actually sit down, spend some time, you know, say, look, I've been a good tenant. And
that
and
kind of stuff is
helps.
Worth,
it helps. Yeah. So maybe that is an interesting service. But those prices.
$125?
Yeah,
just kick me out.
Or for free from ChatGPT. Right. You can probably add some details in there and then they can incorporate them. All right. Unfortunately, a lot of things in my neighborhood are, hey, do you know why the car wash is closed? Oh, right. It's because there are no people working there today. Hey, do you know why the patio is closed at Basta? But I was able to find this. This is from a lady named Jody in Lynn Oaks. Hey, all. My car radio is doing something weird. Does anyone know where I can get it fixed? Auto shops say they don't deal with radios anymore.
The one
comment from somebody said, who cares?
That's so insulting for all of us. That really is sad. That woman probably didn't want to listen to us, but still, she should have a working radio.
Yeah, but also, it was like, what weird things? Maybe it's just our show that's playing.
Yeah, that could just be any
could
of
be
the
a
number,
weird thing.
Any of the number of noises that Omar plays that you've made over the years on the radio.
Yeah.
Finally, I share with you this Mike from North Hollywood who says, does anyone know who these kids are? They kicked my neighbor's screen doors and damaged multiple neighbor's doors.
Oh.
And I think I bumped into them the other day on Tahunga, running around causing trouble.
Oh.
When does school start again anyway? And I want to show you the picture he posted of these kids because it's hilarious. They are two. Once again, it's young kids. Young kids on scooters.
They're like 7 or 8.
And one of them is doing the thing that kids like to do where they
put their shirt over their nose. Yeah, like, you don't know who I am.
Right,
I'm nobody.
Right. Like someone farted, put my shirt over my nose. So this guy is really not happy that these kids are running around causing mayhem and destruction over the course of the summer.
It's just so typical to do the whole, when is summer over? Bit.
Right, the old people
in June
that don't
when,
like
when
it.
School's only been out for a couple of weeks.
Someone responded and said, "I think I know who one of those girls are. She's the producer for the Klein Alley show on K-Rock.
No,
she's a child.
Not true.
So there you go. No,
she would never cause mayhem.
The parents should ground them. A lot of if I was their parents, they wouldn't be allowed to go on those scooters in the neighborhood.
God, I think that backseat parenting is worse than backseat coaching.
Yeah, I agree. It's some of the worst. We take
just
a quick
like,
break.
You don't know.
When we get back, look at what's happening in the news. The Lakers have been sold. We'll go into that in detail. We'll get into a brand new hour of the show. We got your MyChem at Dodger Stadium tickets and more after this.